The last time I woke up this hungover, I was naked, soaking wet, and wrapped in a Cuban flag. This time, at least, I had clothes on. I couldn't see them in the pitch black, but I could feel them. I could feel other things, too. Raw pounding in my head. Enough tightness in my chest to make every breath a chore. I was in 10 kinds of pain. Apparently that wasn't enough because my leg was asleep too. There was more. Cold, wet, grimy more. Flies buzzed around my face, circling the stench of death. My arm was slimy. I shifted my weight and something crunched beneath me. My hands and feet pressed against the tight confines of a box. Smell of death and decay. Check. Some kind of giant coffin. Check. I'm no mathematician, but things were starting to add up. Despite the evidence of my apparent death, I didn't panic. You see, I'm a necromancer, among other things, so I know a little about the subject. I couldn't tell you where I was or what happened the day before to get me here, but I had an inkling I was still alive, even if just barely. I tried to sit up. A stabbing pain pulsed through my body until I relaxed again. Request denied. Okay, deep breath time. I focused inward to calm myself, then reopened my eyes. A thin sliver of light crept through the seam of my crypt overhead, but it was too weak to illuminate the interior. Good thing I knew a trick or two. I stared into the darkness, more deeply than before. Not into the box or any physical place, but into a place within me. The pupils of my eyes leaked, and my green irises filled with black. And with a blink, I could see.